I want you to notice the most glaring thing about tonight's gospel. If anyone tries to come after me, and he or she does not hate his mother, his father, his sister, his brother, and even his wife and children, and even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Now, why would Jesus say that? Why would he? I thought that one of the Ten Commandments was honor your father and your mother. How can the Old Testament tell us to love and honor and love our fathers and mothers or parents, and then Jesus comes and says, no, you have to hate them? And the answer, of course, is that there is no contradiction. It's called hyperbole. Hyperbole, that some of you younger people might not have ever heard of that word. Hyperbole means exaggeration. You remember when Jesus said, if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out. Okay. Now notice, the Holy Spirit has not inspired the church for 2,000 years to do that. Otherwise, we would all walking around being amputees. Okay? We would have things cut off all over the place. Okay? So, Jesus is, first of all, exaggerating when he says hate. Now, in the ancient world, the word hate was also used for pushback. I want you to imagine love as being something like hugging something tight towards you. Now, imagine the opposite, and you say hate, but hate meaning push it back. So love is pulling it towards you, and hate is pushing it back. What's Jesus saying? He is saying that, because listen to me. I mean, listen to what he says. Unless you hate your father, your mother, your sister, your brother, and you put them back, if you love them more than me, you're not worthy of me. And so what Jesus is saying is you got to push them back. Now, even if you understood as not hating, but pushing back, doesn't that sound a bit arrogant? I mean, that Jesus would say, unless you hate your mother, father, sister, brother, and love, and put me first, you're not worthy of me. And I'll tell you, Jesus would be incredibly arrogant if he wasn't who he was. Do you remember what the Jewish people said was the first and most important of all the commandments that cover the whole law and the prophets? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength, right? Well, you know what Jesus is doing? He's talking about himself. He's saying, unless you love me first, with all your heart, your soul, your mind, and strength, you're not worthy of being my disciple. He is basically saying, and a lot of times people say, well, Jesus never said he was God. He didn't walk out and say, I'm God. But think about it. Who else could say, you gotta love me more than your mom, your dad, your sister, your brother? Who else? Because that is entirely consistent with the commandments. I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other God before me. And Jesus is basically saying, I am the Lord your God. You shall have no other love before me. And if Jesus isn't God, that is the most arrogant statement in the history of humankind. But he is. And that's why it shocked so much, because people understood that he was speaking in the first person as God made human. Now, why is he saying that in this gospel? The last point. Did you notice the first sentence? The first sentence said, great crowds were following him. And then he turns around to all these great crowds. Notice what's happening. He's getting popular. People are saying, yay, Jesus, we're going to follow you. We're going to be your disciples. And when Jesus turns around and says, huh, you really think so, huh? If you don't put me first, you can't be. This is not a ride where you get to go with what a theologian, one of my favorite theologians, used to call cheap grace. Cheap grace is when you get to tag along and listen to a few of Jesus' homilies and think, oh, how cool he is. How cool. You know, he's saying, if you're in here for that, this isn't for you. Don't even try it. And then he gives the two examples. He gives the example of building a house. If you don't know how much it's going to cost you, you shouldn't even lay the foundation. If you don't know how much it's going to cost you. Or if you're going to go to war against somebody else, you better know what you're doing, that you have enough strength to conquer your enemy. He said, if you're not ready for that, don't do it. Don't do it. Now, granted, Jesus is not calling everyone, even at the very end. He's not saying to everyone, you cannot be my disciple until you reject all your possessions. Again, hyperbole. Every single one of us is called to, quote, reject all everything and put Jesus first. Not all of us are called to follow him like St. Francis of Assisi. Many of us are called to perish, to married life. Many of us are called to families. But what he is saying is that no matter what your relationships are, you cannot put anything, even though you are administrating it, even though you have to administer your money, your home, your family, you cannot put anything before you put God, Jesus himself. And that's ultimately what he's doing. And by the way, he's basically, when he says, one of the ways that we understand about rejecting not putting primary emphasis on our possessions is by almsgiving. When you give alms, whether you give to the poor, you give to the church, or you give to another foundation, you're saying, this first and foremost belongs to God. And I am giving him the first portion because I have to put Jesus first. And that's the whole theology behind it. And so, and Jesus is saying, there was a great man whose name was Dietrich Bonhoeffer, and he's one of my favorite theologians, and he lived during World War II, and he entered the resistance against Hitler, and he was caught, and at the very end of his life, 2 days before the Allies conquered, he knew he was in danger of this, and he was caught, and he was hung by the Nazis. He was the one who used to say, cheap grace is not worth anything. If it's going to be worth something to you, your faith is going to cost you. Don't come around being a disciple of Jesus doing this superficially. Count the cost. Count the cost and at least be honest. Is it too much for you? And that's what Jesus is warning. Now, he doesn't care if you listen to his homilies. Just say, oh, I'm not, just don't call yourself yet a disciple of Jesus, because it's going to cost you far more than you think.